Chaim Michel Ben Busha, was heißt sich?
Oh, Hashem, nice to see you in the morning.
Good morgen.
Stay off right. Trying to keep you straight for the day.
Ich weiß nicht wegen dem, aber... No, nothing.
Did you
give up hands? That's from the Mishnayos guy. I didn't clean up.
Recording in progress.
You ready? Gary, you ready? Know what he's doing here. Okay. Like a blazer set by the sea and take out a regular Vilna.
I'm listening to Shir. I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on the Ark.
Okay, so we had yesterday. We're up to Daf Dalin on Beis. Let's start from the two dots, like one dot from like 10 lines on the bottom. Tanir Reb Chiya. Today's Shir is Refu Shleim Yesi Ben Rachel. Rivka Bas Chanienta and Shmuel Ben Bracha. To all the people in Israel that need Yeshua. Tana Rabbi Chia, Esir V'arba Ovis Nezikin. There are 24 Ovis Nezikin. And all the soldiers in Gaza, Versteitzich. Those are the people that need Yeshua right now. Esir V'arba Ovis Nezikin. There are 24 Ovis Nezikin. It means we said, Reb Oishia said there was 13. And now he's going out on a limb saying that there's 24. Tashlum Kefil, Tashlum Abar Vachamisha, Vegana, Vegazlan, Radim Zoymim, Va'inez, Amafatim, Oyster Shemra, Vamatami. What's Matami? Matami is that you, Matami Truma of somebody, so maybe that's a Mazik, Vamadama, Madama is a mixed Truma and Chulin, and Menasach. So Shah, what Menasech is, I went into this yesterday a little bit, but Menasech basically, if you look at the Rashi on Ham and Alvin, the Rashi brings down, Senisech Yain Chavir La'Avayda Zorah, but Osher Ba'ano, over here Rashi goes into the whole sugya, but the way Pashup Shah is that he was Menasech, his friend's wine La'Avayda Zorah, and merely he Asher Ba'ano, because once your wine is used for La'Avayda Zorah, it's Asher Ba'ano, so you're a Mazik. The Hani Tlaser and the 13 from Rabbi Oishia, Ha'asim Rabba, that's 24. So, and in the 13 Rabbi Oishia, there's four from our Mishnah. It's only, Rabbi Oishia is really only 9. Right? So you have 11, he's adding 11, you have 9 of Rabbi Oishia and 4 from our Mishnah. So the question is like this: Rabbi Oishia, my time like Tani Hani. So Rabbi Oishia, who only said 13, which is really only 9 extra. He didn't say the extra 11. So why doesn't he hold like Tani Hani? Why doesn't he say these like Tani? Why doesn't he say these 24 like he says Rabbi Chia? So Gemara says Hani b'moina kamayri b'knos lekamayri. We're talking about b'moina b'knos lekamayri. So for the Gemara. Ganav Gazlan, the miner who are listening. What about Ganav Gazlan? That's not Knas. Haktari Le says, no, that's included. And what he said, Shamechina Vashoyal. That's part of Shamechina Vashoyal. So it's included. Rabbi Chia Nami, Atonal Shamechina Vashoyal. So then what's Sharam Chia? Then Rabbi Chia is saying that there's 24, because Ganav Gazlan is number 23 and 24, but really it's included in Shamechina Vashoyal. Tani Mimonid also Yadab Teira, Tani Mimonid also Yadab Esur, you're right. Shamechina Vashayol is also at the end of the day a Ganav. But how did he become a Ganav? He started off intentionally, he started off good, like a politician. He started off good, and at the end they get crooked because that's the nature of the thing. Make sure you vote for Avishnal today. But by Ganav Gazlan, they're inherently wrong. They started off wrong. That's why he said both cases. Now, really, I mean, at the end, there's really no nafkamina. There's no, at the end of the day, there's no nafkamina between the two things. But it's a reason why he said it. So now, for the Gemara, Adim Zayman the Mayna who are listening, why didn't Reb Oishia, who's talking about Mammon, he's saying, let him say Adim Zayman. Sablok Reb Akiva, Damar Emishama Piatzman. No, he also Reb Akiva that has dinner knas. Why? Because what constitutes knas? Knas is anything that you pay more than you damage or different than you damage is knas. Like kefal, tashul baruch hamisha, or even a davar katzav, Rashi says. Let's say you pay, when you're ma'anas a lady, you pay 50 shkolim. Or moitzi shemra, the Torah has a set amount that you pay. That's knas. Because it's not what the value, it's not what you did. You damage apple, a bag of apples, you pay a bag of apples, that's not what it is. The Torah sets what you pay. That's called knas. So there's another thing that's called knas. If somebody goes to Beis Din, somebody knows they did something wrong, this Adim Zayman, instead of being tried in court, he goes and he's made in another court, another Beis Din. The halacha is he's potter. Why? Because made knas potter. So according to Reb Akiva, it's a knas. Male, it's a knas. According to Reb Akiva, that's why he didn't say Adim Zayman. Now, once you're going down that road of Reb Akiva road, then you got another problem. See, Savalak Reb Akiva, listening to Trey Gavni Shar. Then we have another problem. We should say two different Shars. Listening Shar, the Azik Shar, which is our Mishnah. But listening Shar, the Azik Adam. So it means instead of saying 13, it should really be 14. Shar, the Azik Shar, and Shar, the Azik Adam. The Tanan, because what's Reb Akiva Shita, Reb Akiva Aymer, Af Tam, Shechava ba'adam, mishalim ba'moys, and ezek shalom. Now, it's really a zaitika case. The Gemara later on, in Lam Gimel, is talking about a situation where a person damaged an ox, and the ox damaged a person. And the halacha there is really irrelevant to the case, but that's the case over there. And the halacha is that the person, the owner of the ox, has to pay the value of the person more than what the ox is worth. So let's say the person damaged the ox worth $200. So he has to pay, his yarshim have to pay to the ox owner $200. The ox owner has to pay to the yarshim of the guy who the ox killed, the same guy. This guy, Reuven killed an ox, and the ox killed Reuven. It was a car accident. So he went and knocked Reuven, and then he fell back in the windshield and killed Reuven. So he pays his family pays the ox owner $200 for this ox. The ox owner pays Reuven's family $1,000 because the guy's worth $1,000. Even though he paid $200, he still pays him $800. So there's a different kind of payment that you pay over here. By a person, you have to pay the full payment, and over here, you pay only what the animal's worth. Sigmara says, By a ox, you only pay chatzi nezik. By a person, you're paying the full nezik, and you pay more than what the ox is worth. More than the ox is worth. The ox damaged you. The ox is only worth $200, and you're worth $1,000. He has to take out of his pocket money and pay you. So Gemara says, "Hotavri Reb Akiva l'gzize." He took the thrust out of this whole kasha. Why? The Tanya of Kiva Aymer, you're saying. Yeah. Right, but what it means is they took the thrust out of it. Rashi says, the Koyach Egroifoi. He took the punch out of the Kasha. Chava, right. It doesn't say kill him, Rashi. I thought it says kill. Chava al the Mashiach, right. It doesn't have to be kill. Yeah. You're right. So Hatav Reb Akiva Lekzize means you're saying say Shor the Azik Adam and Shor the Azik Shor because they're two different payments and two different halachas. I'll show you Hatav Reb Akiva Lekzize. Tanya Reb Akiva, Yochel Af Tam Shechal B'Adam Misham and Aliyah. You would pay from your house, which is pay. Let's say a person's worth $1,000 and the animal's only worth $200. You have to pay from Aliyah. Tam Lemer Yosaloi Meguv Misham and Misham and Aliyah. So since the halacha is you pay megufoy, so then the it's not such a different it's not like you're saying across the board that Sharsha the Azik Adam is different, since you're only paying Magufa. Yeah, there are differences, but it's not so different that you have to say the two cases. So merely you're saying say Sharsha Azik Shar and Sharsha Azik Adam because they're so different than Halacha, it's not so different. He holds Mishalam Magufa and Mishalam Aliyah. Okay, now we're up to the next cases. Einis Vamafata, Vamitzi Shemra. So Reb Chia said Einis Vamafata and Mitzi Shemra, and Reb Chia did not. Reb Chia said, and Reb Chia didn't. So Gemara says, Einis Vamafata, Mitzi Shemra, the Moinu who listening, say it. Manoshach, in Nezek, if it's Nezek, Tanilei. It's part of Nezek. Itzar, if it's included in Tsar, Tanilei. E boishes totally. E pagam hainu nezik. If it's pagam, it's nezik. So ma'is l'chamemar. So what are you going to say? Maybe it's knaso. But knaso like amari. He's only Reb Oishi is only talking about mammon. This is knas. So we're not talking about it. Yeah. That's why I mentioned it. He includes knas. Hamatam ibam adam ibam anasik. These are the three things that we said. That he includes, which is matame is to ruin your matame the stuff, and mele goes down in value. Vamadame is you mix truma chula manasik is where you mock with avod zara. Dim and moinuhu listening, that is mammon. You ruin the guy's stuff. Marashach I hezik shein nikish me hezik. If it's hezik shein nikish me hezik, because if you take a guy's stuff and you mix it together, there's nothing that you could see that the guy did wrong. So hatana le nezik. That's part of nezik. That's a regular hezik. He hezik she'ain in nikolosh mezik. It's not called a hezik. It's a habel kenasa. The only reason you'd be b'chuy is that's kenas. If a kenasa like a mari. So Gemara says le miksav Reb Chia. We have arrived me a hezik she'ain nikolosh mezik. The ish me hezik hatana le nezik. Then Reb Chia will only have 23. He has 24. One of them is madam. You have 21. Because you have matame madame and manasich. Those are all as Hezekshein Nikus. I'm brushing up my math on this Gemara. Sigmara says, Hatana Lein Hezek, Tana Hezek, Dishme Hezek, Hatana Lein Hezek. Sigmara says, no, that's not a Raya. Tana Hezek at the Minkara, Tana Hezek at the Minkara. It's two different Hezeks. It's Hezek at the Minkara, Hezek at the Minkara. And you have to say each one because he holds a Hezekshein Nikus, Shmei Hezek. But maybe if you just say regular hezek, you not know hezek shen nikus. Because that's not such a strong hezek; it's not noticeable. Maybe that would be a reason not to say that it's not included. So maybe he has to include it. You have no raya that he holds hezek shen nikus shmei hezek lo shmei hezek. Zokti Gemara. Sorry, shmei hezek. Right. Maybe it's
lo shmei hezek, but it's
lo right. Zokti Gemara. Sebishlam tadan tana minyana. Means our Mishnah says Arba Avos Lamuti Reb Oishia. Very simple. The Reb Oishia has 9 extra, so Muti Reb Oishia. Reb Oishia, who says 13, is Muti the other 11. Tanam Yonah Muti Reb Chia, which is another 11. And Minyan Reb Chia, he says 24. It seems to be that he includes everything. He's got everything in there. Lamuti Mai. Marsh is very simple. Lamuti Meiser Umefago. What's Meiser? Meiser is if you call the IRS, you say a guy didn't pay taxes, guy goes to jail. You give it over to Avichavim. And what's Mefaga? Mefaga is a kohen that shechts a carbon that's supposed to be, let's say, for a chate, shechts for a shlamim, so he passes the carbon. He doesn't get the carbon. It means he has to bring another carbon. So he loses what he was supposed to bring. He wanted to bring a carbon chate because he was supposed to bring, and now he has to bring another one, so it costs another $2,000 to bring another cow. Friend of Avilisni. So why Taka doesn't he say it? Instead of being 24, it should be 26. He's saying there's two things that he left out. So say it. So Bishlam Mefagel, Bekotchim Lekamayri. That's very simple. He's not talking about Kotchim. So I understand. He didn't want to say that. Ela Moiser, my time Eloi Tani. Moiser should say it's a regular. That's a regular Mazik. You're a Mazik. So Moiser Shani, Moiser did the Dibura. Over Dibura Lekamayri. No, Moiser's words. All you did was send an email. You could made a phone call to the FBI. That's not a maisa. It's only words. The bura like my everything that we're talking about is metame, medame, menasich. Mars kasha in a minute. Very good.
Wow.
Fighting Gemara, Yisrael's kasha. Very good kasha. No, but I'm saying that means I explained the Gemara well. If he asked the kasha, you know what I mean. So I'm happy. At least that. Fanti Gemara va Moitzi Shemra the Diburihu Viktani. Moitzi Shemra is Dibur. Because what happens, Moitzi Shemra? You come the next morning after you get married, you say, Lematzel bit Chabsulim. This is a fraud. So Gemara says, Viktani, Dibur is Bamaisa. No, that's the word is Bamaisa. Because what happened? You did a Maisa. You got married last night. You got married, you did a Maisa, and after you did a Maisa, you said, Lematzel bit Chabsulim. So that's the bur, this ma'isa. It's the bur that's backed up by a ma'isa. It's not just words that you're saying. You're not just making up a story. Affecting a mara of Edom Zaymim. Edom Zaymim. The bur, the less be ma'isa. It's no ma'isa. All they're saying is something happened. Rachmana karye ma'isa. No, this is a chiddush. Rachmana is karye ma'isa. Chsiv asisim loy kasha zomim las la'achiv. This is a big kasha. But the Gemara, I'll tell you what the Gemara is, the words of the Gemara. The words of the Gemara is that the Torah calls it a Maisa because the Torah says, Sisim Lekash Zomam. Hello.
Oh.
He doesn't have a person. Oh. Vasim Lekash Zomam, Lasas La'achiv. Viyatar Rame Kibacho. What's the Asaloi? Should go.
Back. Oh,
so I'm not crazy. Oh, maybe I am. Anyway, so this is a big shiloh, by the way, this thing, this Gemara. It's a shiloh kasha, yel shachar is, I told him, it's sivya sakasha. What means not a ma'isa? Asis lo kasha zomam, it's not, there's no ma'isa here. The Torah calls it a ma'isa. What does that mean, the Torah calls it a ma'isa? The Torah's not saying that it's considered a ma'isa, and that's why you can't say it over here. They go back and forth. The yel shachar brings a taisis, two different things. I'm not sure myself the Torah. But it's not clear why this, how this makes it a ma'is. The Torah, in fact, the Torah says, "Asis l'kashzon last lachiv." So Bishlam l'tanah didon tana ovis. Michal Dika told us. Okay, so now we're going to another question. Our Mishnah says arba ovis nizikin, and we had a whole blot explaining what it told us. By Karen was in Negif and Ashicha Revitzu. We had Shen told the Shen. We had told us Chachav Koisel. We had told the Regel. We're Troirus. We had all kinds of stuff. So that's very good. So as Avos B'chaldika told us, El Reb Chia, Reb Oishia, according to Reb Chia and Reb Oishia, Avos B'chaldika told us, they'll say, my new, what are the told us of these extra 9, according to Reb Oishia, and these extra 9 and 11, is how much is 20? How much is that? What we had the told us of this? So Gemara says, Reb Oishia, Avos B'chaldika told us, they'll say, my new, what are the told us? Amar Avo, no. You're assuming that there's toldus because we say avos, like when we learned the Mishnah, it says avos mechaldik toldus. That's not the case with Rechia and Moshiach. There's no toldus. When it says avos, all it's saying is that these halachas that we're adding to our Mishnah have a din of an av. That's all we're saying. Mechaldik toldus told saying my niyu amravo kulon ke avos l'shalom meitav. They all these extra 20 avos have halacha, they're called avos because they have to pay memetav. My time, asya, tachas, nesino, yishalom, kesef. There's a pasuk. I better have this one. Yeah. Did you write down all 20 in each one? How come you didn't write the 20 psukim? You could have, no, Rashi. Oh, Oscar has them all written down? That's very good. You should have, yeah, come on, Gary. So there's basically, you have tachas, yitain, yishalom, and kesef. And Asad. This is something else. So you have 4 psukim, and Rashi figures out, if you go through the Rashi figures out that by each one of the 20, it says one of the words. And Mila, that's how you learn out Meitav by all 20, and that's what it means that it's obvious. Not that there's a Tolda. There's Lechor, no Toldas. In our Mishnah, there is told us. On Shor Bor Mav and Hever, there's told us. But when it comes to these 20, there's no told us. That's the end of the Gemara. So basically, there's three. You have three different. You have Avos and you have Rechia and you have Roshia. That's the end of this Gemara. Zot the Gemara. Now we're going back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said Lo Yarei Ashor Kerei Amava. Which means the Mishnah is saying why you need every this Shor Bor Mav and Hever, and you need all 4. So Lir Ashok Rei Amava, my Kamar. What is it saying? Where is it? Mishmei Derava, Hach Kamar. Lich Derachma Al Chadu, Teisi Derachmenei. Hada Amrachma, Hama Hada, Chadu Mechad Lo Yasya. No, you can't learn out one from one. It's repeating. It's probably gone because of the Gemara and Beis, because we're figuring out that there's yeah. So Gemara is just repeating it. This is the Mishnah, basically Parshim Shah in the Mishnah, that you need all four because you can't learn out one from another. We said that the Eish and Bar don't have Ruachayim, as opposed to Mav and Hever, as opposed to Shor and Mav have Ruachayim. Right? So the Gemara says, my Komar, Amar Rashash Medor v'Hachi Komar. This is a Shtikl Cheshbon. It's easy Gemara, just the halt cup and drop. Litter Achmana Tarti v'Teisi Idich Menayu. Let's learn out two. Let's means you say one from one, one on one, you need all four. How about one on two? Means we don't say things that are extra in the Mishnah. So if you could say two and learn that all of them out, then just skip the other two. So Gemara is going to go through it. Lichter Rachmana Tarati, V'teisi Idich Menayu. Hadam Rachmana, Chodam Atarati Leyasi. No, one from two, you wouldn't know either. Means if you said, Rashi says, if you said, why? Because Karen and Mava, literally Karen and Mava, Shesh ben Ruachayim, Karen is Shem ben Ruachayim. Right. You have a kasha, you would have a kasha on whichever two you use, you would have one that you wouldn't be able to learn out. That's what Gemara says. Amar Rava, Vekulu, but Rava says, I'll tell you something else. Vekulu, Kishadus Bar Benayu, Asikulu. If you would put Bar with any other one in the Mishnah, you would be able to learn everything out. The Matzad, Lebar Mekaren, except for Karen. So what does it mean you would be able to learn it out? So if you put Bar, one second. Yeah, okay. So if you'd say Bar and Shane, you'd be able to learn out everything. But you would not be able to learn out Karen, because Karen, you would say, Bar and Shane is Mu'amit Chalasan, and Karen is not a Mu'amit Chalasan, because Karen, we said, is a Tam and a Mu'ud. So Karen, you wouldn't be able to learn out. If you learn Bar and Regal, you would learn everything, but Karen, again, you wouldn't be able to learn out, because Mu'amit Chalasan, same thing. If you would say Bar and Aish, you'd be able to learn everything out, again, except for Karen.
All of them are Mu'ud from the court besides Karen.
Besides Karen. So Karen is the only problem.
Maybe you should learn that Karen is
not
a Mu'ud.
So, it's not. But it's not. The aloha is not. That we know it's not. So, the Gemara says, so, Mishmikl Mifuk Malakush came more than Tchilosan. Vilamand Omar Adarab Karen Adifush Kamanosal Hazik. So, I feel Karen Nami Asya. So, according to my number, it says that Karen is better because Kamanosal Hazik. So, then you could learn out, means it has a chumrah, which means that you have a chiv to watch it more. I mean, it's anything that's kavanos lahazik, you have to be on top of it even more. So then zichi should learn, like Tazu Toy spoke out yesterday, so zichi should learn out Karen. So you would be able to learn out everything. So what do you need all the cases? El lemayachus kasvin rachmano lil chosein. So Karen. So why you write it? Means if you could just say two and learn everything out, then there's two of them that's left over. So Gemara is like this: Karen lechalak bin tam lemuadis. Karen is to be mechalak bin tam lemuadis. That's why we have to say Karen to tell you that halacha. Shane v'regel lepoitim rishus rabim. The halacha is that poitim rishus rabim only if they go into rishus anizik. They have to go into your property. And bar is lifted by as a kalim. So each one has a halacha that the Mishnah is saying to bring out this point. But anachanami, legabi the actual mazik of Shor, Bar, Mav, and Hever, the Mishnah did not have to say all four. You could have said two, and would have learned everything out. But Lamais, there is a halacha that each one has, the other one doesn't have. So Mela, we say all four. Fret the Gemara, V'lei B'Yehuda, M'chayim, and Niske, Kelem, Bar. So then, what do you have to say Bar for? You said, Lifted Bar, Kelem, it's not halacha, but he's Chayiv. Lifted Bar, is Adam. That's why, to part of Adam. And Adam, this is only going according to one man Omar. If you go into Shmuel, to Rav, that says Mav is Adam, if you go like Rav, like Shmuel, that everything is Bishar Kamayu, we're talking about Shor in the Mishnah, so you have Shor is Regal, Bar is Bar, Mav is Shane, and then you have Fire. So we need all four, very nice. But according to Rav, Shor is Karen, Shane, Regal. Mava is bar is bar. Mava is Adam. What are you saying Adam for? So Gemara says, no. Adam also is necessary to say, L'chaiva barba advarim. Nichaiv nezik tzari b'shev is boishas. Eish, what's Eish saying? Lift the boys atom. And halacha is that if you light somebody's field on fire, and in the thing is something hidden, there's this treasure hidden, there's money hidden. My wife's grandfather, when he was in the army, they burnt money. They were told that the currency over there was done. You know, its country was destroyed and it was done. So they burnt they used it for heat. I don't know, in Russia, I don't know where he was fighting. Where was he fighting? 1920, 1925, I don't know.
Your wife's grandfather.
My wife's grandfather. I think so, I don't know. Anyway, so they burnt the currency until they found out afterwards that there was good money. So right away, it lost a few million dollars. Yeah. Anyway, So you chayev. So lifted by is a taman. You're not chayev on taman if you burn somebody's field and inside is a massive treasure. You potter. So that's a chiddush. That's what we have to say that the halacha. The Yehuda mechayev and it's coming. Hey, she holds you chayev. So what are you commenting? Lasuye licha neiroi v'sichsecha avonov. This is where not the regular din of eish. Eish is you burn a guy's house down. You burn a guy's field down. Over here, you scorch. Scorched. Is the right word? The guy's field or the rocks, you ruin them. So that's not the regular dinner of Eish. Tell you that you chayim on that, you'd be chayim that. And Avonov, Avonov's rocks. Lichcha neiroi, v'sichsecha Avonov. Right. So you scorch the field and you ruin the guy's rocks, you chayim on that. And that's what you have to say all four cases, even though theoretically you could learn out one from another. Each one has a halacha that you say. Right, Rashi Bavan Zat. Bar you need regardless because it's Srichale, Lemikta, the Hamakal Trey Minai, Lenoff, the cool Dakle Lahaza, the Barman Bar. Not Dakle Lahaza. But he said, the Gemara is saying for the other ones. Bar you would need either way, no matter what. Yashikoyach. Okay, we're up to the Mishnah. We're up to Perik Zayin Mishnah. Mishnah Ches, I'm a chalos of Shabbos, but Dovish Chayavan al Zdoni Karos. If you chal Shabbos, something that you chayav, if you do it on purpose, of Karos, Vashgoch Chatas, that's where you chayav. I'm a chal over, you might somebody curses the mother and father, and a chal Shabbos Shem. Kill a bikinoi, you do like an offshoot, you're a man, a chayav, come and poitra. You'll be a potter.